أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. As you remember, we were talking about the issue of parents, how to treat parents. I devoted the last two sessions to the matter of dealing or treating parents. I talked about the importance of this issue, and I also touched the benefits of respecting parents and making or doing favor to parents. The present session will be devoted to another group of people who are also important. We will talk in this session about relatives, close relatives, how to treat your close relatives, such as your brother, your sister, and the likes. How to treat your relatives. According to Islamic documents and according to Islamic sources, we must pay respect to our relatives. We are supposed to do favor to our relatives, just as we are supposed to do favor to our parents. We are supposed to be good to our relatives, just as we are supposed to be good to our parents. It is Allah the Almighty tells us and who orders us to be attentive to this issue. Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِسَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى. I cited this verse before. Here, Allah the Almighty says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِسَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. We have made covenant with the children of Israel that they shall not worship anything other than God. It is not possible to live without worship. This verse implies that worshiping is a part and parcel of everyone's life. You cannot live without worship. Your neighbor cannot live without worship. And none of us can live without worship. Worship is a part of our life. But, of course, the subject of worship differs from person to person and from place to place. Some individuals worship God. They give their time, they give their energy to worshiping God. They think that there is a God and that there is a hereafter and that this universe is not left to itself. And therefore, they worship God. There are groups who do not pay homage and who do not pay attention to God. Instead, they worship their wealth, they worship their reputation, they worship other things. So the thing is that no one is free from worship. No one is devoid of worship. Everyone worships in one way or the other. So God says that we have made covenant with the children of Israel that this shall not worship anything other than Allah. Allah must be worshipped. Allah must be obeyed. Allah must be followed. This is one thing. And that they should do favor to their parents. The children of Israel are supposed to do favor to their parents. It is not something that specifically goes to the children of Israel. All human beings, all Muslims are supposed to be kind to their parents and to be kind and to do good to their parents. As I explained before, wazil qurba, and we are also supposed to do good to our close relatives, just as we are supposed to do good to our parents. Next to our parent is our relatives. We cannot ignore our relatives. You have got your sister, you have got your brother, you have got your nephew, you have got your niece, you have got your uncle, you have got your cousin. All these people are your relatives. According to Islamic documents, you are supposed to respect your relatives, you are supposed to pay attention to your relatives, and you are supposed to do favor to your relatives. You cannot neglect your relatives. You cannot ignore your relatives. If you ignore your relatives, then Islamically talking, you will not be a perfect person. You will not be a flawless person. You might be suffering from certain difficulties and problems. So according to this verse, we are supposed to do favor to our relatives. And it is the commandment of God. It is not something that we can ignore. It is not something that we can relate it or attribute it to some specific groups or some specific sects. All Islamic sects agree, all Islamic groups agree that it is the commandment of God to do favor to our relatives. So this shows the importance of relatives from the Islamic point of view. And let me cite another verse from the Holy Quran that also emphasizes on the importance of doing favor to relatives. Look at this verse. The Holy Quran says, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. First of all, it tells us, worship God and don't associate anyone else to worshiping God or beside God. Worship God alone. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and do favor to your parents. That was our previous discussion. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى, and do favor then to your close relatives. The closer, the more important. Your sister is more important than, for example, your aunt. Your brother is more important than your uncle. So there are different classes, and we have to give importance to all these classes. But of course, the closer, the more important. The more closer your relatives are, the more important they are, and the more rights they have. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And next to this principle is the principle of doing favor to parents and doing favor to relatives. وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى, in the orphans, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, in the destitute, we must do favor to all these people. وَالْجَارِ, and we must also pay attention to our neighbors. All these are important. It is then very much important from the Islamic point of view to be looking at relatives and to be paying attention to relatives. In our age, in our time, to talk of such issues is very important. Nowadays, we are busy living a very busy life. Each one of us is busy from morning till evening doing our own work, and we cannot time to attend our relatives, we cannot make time to attend our parents, and we cannot make time to do our duties fully and completely. And therefore, Allah is mindful of this kind of things. Allah knows that if Allah does not make such a commandment, if Allah does not make such emphasis, human beings will gradually forget about this kind of things. In order for the human beings not to forget these things, God reminds human beings of the importance of this kind of duties. And God time and again stresses on doing such kind of things. Of course, when you want to do anything, it is own expenses. For example, if you want to visit your parents or your close relatives who are living in another city, you are living in one city, your relatives are living in another city. If you want to visit your relatives regularly, then you have to pay. You have to spend. And every one of us is not ready to spend very easily. There are people who are very stingy. There are people who are not ready to spend. So for such kind of people, there should be a commandment from the side of God in order to encourage them to do these duties. If they are left to themselves, they will not do these duties. They will not carry out these obligations. Therefore, God focuses on such kind of things. It might look trivial to you. It might look insignificant to you. But as a matter of fact, these things are very much important. And it is a part of our life to be with each other and to respect each other and to share each other's happiness and sorrows. If these things are not there, what should we live for? What is the philosophy of life? What is the philosophy of this kind of struggle? You work from morning till evening, what for? What is the benefit of such kind of things? So therefore, Allah gives importance to this issue. And there is another verse in the Holy Quran which talks about the fact that it is a good deed to attend our relatives. The previous two verses were telling us to do favor to our relatives. But the verse that I'm going to recite now is telling us that doing favor to relatives is a good thing. It is a good thing, just as justice is a good thing, just as spending your money in the way of God is a good thing. Doing favor to relatives is also a good thing. It is the intrinsically good. You cannot ignore the goodness of this deed. Look at this verse. I have recited this verse before. لَيْسَ الْبِرُ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قَبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. It is not righteousness to turn your faces to the east or to the west. It makes no difference. Turn your face wherever you want or wherever you are supposed to do. It is not that much important. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرُ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The right thing or the righteous thing is that, and the righteous thing is is this. If a person believes in God, this is a good thing. If a person believes in the hereafter, it is a good thing. If a person believes in the angels, in the divine books, and in the prophets, these are the things that are good. These are the things that are praiseworthy. وَأَتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى هُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى. This is where I want to touch. This is where which I want to talk about. وَأَتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى هُبِّهِ. The good thing is this, to give your wealth, to give away your wealth to your relatives, despite loving your wealth. Of course, you love it because you have troubled yourself, you have tolerated a lot of troubles, you have endured a lot of difficulties in order to gain the property you have now, in order to obtain the position you have now. But you have to spend this wealth, despite loving it, for the well-being of your relatives, for the betterment of your relatives. And if you spend some of your income or a percentage of your income for the well-being of your parents and for the well-being of your neighbors and for the well-being of your relatives, you have done a good job. In Islamically talking, your action is admirable. Your action is praiseworthy. So this is another verse that advises us to do good, good deeds, and that actually defines doing favor to relatives. It says that doing favor to relative is a good thing. It is a birr. It is a right action. So this is very important from the Islamic point of view. And there are other actually verses in the Holy Quran that talk about the other aspects of doing favor to relatives. There is a verse that actually curses those who do not perform this obligation. This obligation is a must. If a person does not perform this obligation, he will be cursed by God, and God curses him, God hates him, God despises such kind of person who do not perform such kind of obligations. Look at this verse. This verse is very much important. It says that those who cut off their relation with their relatives, they are cursed people. They are the most hated people. They are not the people whom we should like. They are the people whom we should dislike. Look at this verse. The verse says, وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُزُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِسَاقِهِ وَيَقْتَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهِ بِهِ أَيُّسَلْ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةِ. The verse is very clear. Those who break their covenant with God, their established covenant with God, and those who cut off the relation, the thing God has ordered to be maintained, to be kept. God has ordered us to keep or to maintain relation with relatives. This is the commandment of God. But if a person does the opposite, and if a person breaks this relationship and does not keep this relationship, such kind of person will be cursed by God. Such kind of person is like the person who does corrupt things in the land, who does evil things in the land. There is no difference between the person who breaks relationship with relatives and the person who actually makes evil in the land. Both are bad, and both are corrupt, and both are cursed by God. Then if you hear that a person who cuts relations with relatives, he is a cursed person, he is a cursed person, then you must not feel astonished. It is very much normal from the Islamic point of view that if a person does not maintain relation with relatives, he is a cursed person. Then you look around yourself. Look around yourself and look at your action. Do you maintain relation with your relatives? Are you on terms with your relatives just as you are on terms with your friends? Are you enjoying a good relationship with your relatives just as you are enjoying good relationship with you, with others? If you are actually enjoying a good relation, if you are having a good relationship with your relatives, then you are entitled to be a good Muslim. But if you are not having a good relationship with your relatives, then you must review your behavior. You must assess your actions and try to correct your behavior. Otherwise, if no correction is made, if no improvement is achieved, then you will be a cursed person. And everyone who does not amend his behavior and who does not improve his relationship with his relatives, he will be a cursed person from the Islamic point of view. Of course, it is not good to be cursed by God. It is very bad to be cursed by God. It is very bad to be hated by God. It is very bad to be disliked by God. And since all these things are bad, then we must try to improve our relationship with others, including our family members, including our relatives, and we must pay attention to them. How can we pay attention to our relatives? When they are sick, we must visit them. When they are in difficulties, we must help them. When they are in need, we must give them assistance. When we see them here and there, we must say, hello, how are you? And we must have a good gesture and a good behavior towards them. These are the symbols and these are the signs of good relationship with neighbors and with relatives and with others. And Islam advises us to pay attention to these minute things. From our side and from our point of view, these kind of things are not that much important. These are private things, and we think we are free whether we should do it or not. But from the Islamic point of view, these private things are very important things, and they are very much important and effective for our future. If we do all our obligations, including this one, then of course our future will be bright, and we might have access to happiness, to salvation. But if we ignore this kind of obligations, if we overlook such kind of duties, then of course the future will be gloomy and we will not have a bright future from the Islamic point of view. Let me cite another document from Islamic text, but this time I will relate a tradition that tells about the impact of doing favor to relatives. According to a hadith that is reported from the holy infallible imams, we must do favor to relatives, because if we do favor to our relatives, it will have a great consequence for us. One of the consequences of doing favor to our relatives is that it eases the process of dying and it eliminates poverty. So these are the two important effects and consequences of doing favor to your relatives. You do favor to your relatives, You are, apparently, it seems that you are spending, it brings you poverty. But Islam says it does not bring you poverty, rather it eliminates poverty. And it actually eases the process of dying. Of course, when a person dies, he undergoes a lot of difficulties, and it is a very bad moment for each one of us. And God says that if a person is good towards his relatives, the moment of death will be a good moment for him, and he will not suffer, and he will not be afraid of dying, and he will not be suffering from the process of death. Look at this tradition. من أحب أن يخفف الله عز وجل عنه سكرات الموت. He who likes to have an easy death. He who likes to die easily, فليكن لقرابته وصولا. He must have good relation with his relatives. He must pay attention to his relatives. If you want to die easily and comfortably, you must pay attention to your relatives. وبوالديه, and you must pay attention to your parents. فإذا كان كذلك, if you pay attention to your parents, then what will happen? هون الله عليه سكرات الموت. God will ease the moment of death for him, and he will not be facing any difficulty while dying. ولم يصيبه في حياته فقر أبدا. And another consequence of doing favor to relatives is that you will not face poverty throughout your life if you are good to your relatives. So these are the two consequences of doing favor to relatives. Inshallah, in our next session, we will further elaborate on the issue, and we will further talk about the consequences of doing favor to relatives. Thank you very much.